It's 11:35, Newfoundland Standard Time. Stay tuned for the Great Eastern, Newfoundland's cultural magazine, with Paul Moth. You are listening to the Broadcasting Corporation of Newfoundland, 520 on the long wave. This week on the Great Eastern.
Well, we are very glad that you could make it.
There it is. I bought these guys. You owe me the story.
I wouldn't miss this for the world.
Does that tight belt feel good now? You bet it does.
Gotham, Dian, Iceland, Canada, you are home. Now, another in our irregular series of special reports. The concealed secretary of covert microphonery, the foyer of your fiscal dreams, Miracle 96, the shareholders' retreat, the exchange of nodal juices, and holding the hidden hand. All this for you, with me on the Great Eastern, Newfoundland's cultural magazine.
We first heard about the miracle of economology some 20 years ago. Then, it seemed little more than another half-baked, feel-good, self-help scheme. The basic tenets of economology, as voiced by its founder, R. Bennett Manning, were met by widespread ridicule. The elimination of deficit financing, sexual abstinence, zero inflation, saying no to drugs, removing the obstacles to unlimited bank profits, and so on. How did these strange fiscal notions and lifestyle choices so quickly become part of common wisdom and public policy? Did the economology movement infiltrate the spheres of influence? The answer, we know now, with economology out of the closet, is and how. Economology and its shareholders dispute recent assertions that they are a cult. They claim to be no more dangerous than the Rotary Club or Aum Shinrikyo. The miracle is extending its spiritual reach over all of us. However, the movement is not open to public membership. It's an invitation-only faith and service organization. Well, not long after this show got picked up by the CBC, and I, your humble host, achieved a modicum of respectability, my invitation to experience the miracle arrived. Included was a day pass to Economology's annual Shareholders Encounter, Miracle 96, held this year at the Hotel Palmer Hotel. The story you are about to hear, a hard-hitting, fact-based piece, would not seem to be within the purview of this cultural magazine, more the stuff of BCN's investigative program, Wearing the Wire. Unfortunately, the W piece became compromised by the exposure of its covert agent. This past Tuesday, I was summoned to fill the breach.
Look, Paul, don't get me wrong. It's not that I'm against working with you per se. It's just...
Jerome, you don't have to explain it to
me.
I feel exactly the same way.
Good.
Journalism isn't my thing.
You're telling me.
I feel uncomfortable with this, too.
Okay. So it's settled then?
Yep, everything's fine.
Okay, good.
Paul, Jerome.
Oh, hi-ish.
Well, you wanted to see me about something?
Paul, you...
Okay, now, Ish, look... I don't have anything against the team here wearing the wire, but I feel awkward doing investigative work. I'm not a journalist. I'm a writer.
I can't believe you two are not capable of working together.
Try to believe it.
Well, you might as well get used to it anyway, boys, because it's the wave of the future. Arts, entertainment, news, it's all going to be the same big mumbo-jumbo soon. Integration, multi-skilling. And those who show they have a spirit of collaboration might keep their jobs.
Ish, permission to speak?
Granted.
Paul's a coward. No offense, Paul.
None taken, Jerome.
He talks too much.
Yadda, yadda, yadda.
Look at the size of him. He can't go undercover effectively.
Jerome, you're too close to the story.
That's not true.
Anyway, your cover's blown.
Damn it, Ish. I bought these guys. You owe me the story.
You'll get the story. But Paul's perfect. The economology people are trying to recruit media celebrities like Paul.
Give me a break. He's not a celebrity.
They've officially invited him to Miracle 96, special guest, so he doesn't have to go undercover at all. He just has to be himself.
All right, but I'm not responsible. I want that on the record.
Paul, you look like you're going to be sick. Are you a man, or...
I don't see why I have to put my ass on the line here. I mean, you don't trifle with the economologists, Ish. They got followers at the highest levels of government, banking, business, religion, the courts... You've heard the stories about the restraint rituals, the personal right-sizing? Do I really have to put myself at risk for the station twice over? Come on!
You get on CBC, man, and everyone wants a piece of you.
You think your new show, The Moth Interviews, is an onerous burden? Well, how'd you like the weekend lifestyle show, too, huh? With that wonderful new 3-hour format. Host boy? Now, have we reached an understanding? Paul?
Okay.
Jerome?
Yes, sir.
Good luck, then.
Oh, well, let's do it then. Come on.
Okay.
What do you have in the way of concealed mics?
Well, there's this new French mic.
Oh, put that away.
What? What's the problem?
Well, years ago, Jerome, I was driving out on the prairies, and I was abducted by aliens and probed.
Really?
Oh, truly. They had two kinds of probes.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yes, my friend. They had a wee little one, and they had a great huge one.
I see. Well, okay, there's a new anatomical model. I'm wearing it now.
Where? Oh, I see.
Ah!
I'm sorry, Jerome.
Oh, it's here on the tip of my nose. It's a discreet prosthetic.
Oh, that's incredible.
Yeah, it's almost invisible.
Super thin.
Well, high sensitivity all the way, you know. It's on right now, actually.
Wait a minute, what are you saying? All this has been recorded?
Well, it should have been, yeah.
Hey, what are you doing?
What am I doing? I'll tell you what I'm doing, kitty cat.
Lighten up!
I'm sure Ish will feel the same way, Jerome.
Yeah, you think he wasn't recording us? Don't be so naive, Paul.
Now look, at the Economology Seminar, you're going to have to be even more discreet.
Yes, my name is Paul Moth. I believe I'm on your guest list.
Moth? No, I don't see that.
No, it's Moth. M-O-T-H.
Oh, yes, Moth. How wonderful for you.
Oh, Shelley, Paul Moth is here.
Paul, hi, I'm Shelley Ricardo.
Hi.
I'll be your econo-medium for today.
Well, it's a pleasure to meet you, Shelley. You're with Public Relations, then.
Well, I mediate between the miracle of economology and the world, in many ways.
I'll bet you do. This is quite a swank event you got here. I haven't seen so many limos since Studio 54.
Well, we are very glad that you could make it, Paul.
Oh, yeah, right, little old me.
We've identified you as a media personality with a rising profile, Paul.
Tell it to my agent.
But you know, I sense that you're a little unfulfilled. Spiritually? Financially?
For starters.
And that's where we at the Miracle of Economology can turn your life around. Emotionally, fiscally, kinetically.
That certainly would be a miracle, Shelley.
It is. That's Maroney rubbing elbows with Paul Martin.
Yeah. I suspect they're into that. Oh, and look, swinging Frank Moore's. Hi, Frank! Yeah, good to see you, too. Keep the chins up, buddy.
I have a feeling that you are a little skeptical about the miracle of economology, now, aren't you, Paul?
I wouldn't say that.
Paul, someone was asking after you especially.
Huh?
I promised I'd introduce you. Carlos, this is Paul Moth.
No.
Paul, Carlos Salinas de Gortari.
Paul Moth.
Palma, at last we meet.
I don't believe it. Carlos Salinas, the singer? Wow!
No. Mr. Salinas was the president of Mexico.
I'm a little out of touch with that singer.
Paul Moth, you know, the great maestro. You see, Shelley, this man is the greatest living author of the Mexican cinema. Bar none,
really?
Bar nobody.
I didn't know about this.
This is embarrassing. Yeah, okay. I directed a few Mexican films back in the 80s. The Pepito El Grande series. Sort of the Hispanic world's Lassie.
Oh, really? What kind of dog?
Yeah, Chihuahua.
A Chihuahua, por supuesto.
A man of many talents.
Anyway, nice meeting you and enjoy the seminar.
This has been a great pleasure.
Now, Paul, I won't keep you. You really should catch as much of R. Bennett's seminar as you can. I just know you'll find it inspirational. But, Paul, I do have a special invitation for you to attend an intimate gathering with me and a select group. Say around 8.
Mm.
Room 412.
Mm.
Here's the key. Please come. I think you'll find it most rewarding.
I wouldn't dream of missing it.
Until 8, then.
Oh, my. Oh, testing.
testing. Did you hear that, Jerome? As soon as they think you work in film, they're all over you. I should play that card more often. Here comes Kathleen Hanrahan. Gotta go.
Paul, what a pleasant surprise.
Oh, hi, Kathleen. Thought I might run into you here.
Are you kidding? R. Bennett Manning in person? I wouldn't miss this for the world. You won't regret this, Paul. Economology's changed my life.
Oh, come on, Kathleen. You haven't changed. Have you taken a look at this program?
I browsed through it.
Some of these workshops. Off-world opportunities, child labor in your portfolio, Africa Incorporated, the hidden finger and how to give it to the workers. That's bizarre.
There's something for everyone. Look, it's already started. Come on, let's see if we can still get a seat.
And we are awakening the giants within the economy by just following a few very easy, basic steps. You know, people are always saying to me, R.B., how do we stimulate the economy? And so to answer their desperate need for a desperate answer, 20 years ago, I developed my miracle of economology, Stimulator Simulator. And I was able to offer scientific proof to a skeptical bunch of soft liberals. And here it is. Now just watch the screen. Spending. Spending. That's how the economy is stimulated. And when it is properly stimulated, spending just never stops. We often feel guilty spending money we don't have. But what we are doing is a public service. We are all getting the economy going. And spending is buying. Getting more stuff.
More stuff!
And that makes you feel good. Don't we all want more stuff?
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Yeah! You feel good. You are stimulating the economy, and the economy stimulates you in return. Stimulates your nodal juices. Now let's go back to the 3 points on the economology triangle. The economy, nodal juices, the mind, spirit. Yes, friends, liquality, vitality, tranquility. Don't be afraid to spend. To stimulate the economy and thus your nodal juices. Don't be afraid of the tranquility that results from having more things. You know, 20 years ago, we here at The Miracle started asking people to believe in our treatments. And there was a lot of doubts. That's natural. We said tighten your belt to discipline the lines leading from the intestines to the money supply. And a lot of people said to me, R.B., I'm getting a trickle-down effect, but it's awfully painful. And it was. At first. But then, it started being fun. And that trickle became a pleasurable flow. Now, I want you all to ask yourself, does that tight belt feel good now? You bet it does. But there's a threat. There's a threat to your tranquility, and it is in the form of the reductive pulse of government spending. Now, we'll visit the evil of taxation in our next session. But right now, I want you all to enjoy phase one of Miracle 96. Indulge and remember, you deserve it because you are the beautiful people.
That man should be in charge of my life.
Kathleen, last week on the show, you were on about how government cutbacks are destroying the arts. Now you're a total believer in a guy who's demonizing public spending as some sort of reductive pulse? Whatever the hell that means.
Sorry, Paul, I just don't see that there's any contradiction. You'll see after the next session.
Yeah, sure. Well, if you'll excuse me, Kathleen, I've got a rare opportunity for some casual sex that I simply must pursue.
See you at the Satyricon Ball later.
I don't think so.
Now, some beautiful music for you beautiful people. Please welcome Jaw Wobbles, Invaders of the Heart.
Down the sky.
Here we go, fourth floor. 400 to, it's the odd numbers. Even numbers this way. I probably should have picked up a condom, damn it. Or a few. I wonder how many I'd need. I haven't done anything like this since 1981. I don't think it's going to be a group thing. Okay, there it is. Room 412. Ah, Shelley. Hello.
Hello, Paul. You're right on time. We're just about to get started.
It doesn't look like it.
Have you ever attended a seance before, Paul?
A seance? I thought that we were going to...
Let's just have a seat at the table.
All right. Hi, Paul Moth.
Hello, Ormond Boudreau. I'd love to have a word with you. Tourism is looking for a spokesman, Cabot 500 year, and seeing as you've got that national show,
The Great Eastern.
Yes, that's right. And we thought you might be interested in becoming Mr. 500.
I don't know what to say. It sounds great.
Now,
I'm a spokesman
I'll
for the
need your concentration.
Yeah, we'll talk. Great.
Everyone, join hands and all at once begin investing your mentality in the neuric fluids of the mind. Decentralize your thoughts. Harmonize your kinetic pulses. Think vitality, liquality, tranquility. The hidden hand will take us. The hidden hand behind the wealth of all nations will lead us to transcendence. Now, reduce your thoughts. Reform them. Think fair, work, fair, work, fair, work, fair. Work.
This is kind of fun.
Fair.
I feel so malleable.
E-E-C.
I-M-S. N-A-F-T-A. I-T-T.
Oh, the hidden hand just grabbed my leg.
I'm sorry, that was me.
Shh, please.
I'll get it.
No, shh, it's the door to another world. Who is it?
Karl Marx.
Well, you have some explaining to do, Marx.
So I was wrong about the labor theory of value. I failed to incorporate the miraculous tripartite equation of vitality, tranquility, liquality into the dialectical model.
Oh, boy, this is great. Now, Carl, while you're on the line here, was Lukács right in reading Hegelian categories into your mature work? Or did you really scrap those once and for all before you wrote Capital?
I can't remember. Ask Engels. He kept the books.
Okay, forget it. Now, I need some advice. You're like the foremost expert on commodity fetishism, which, you know, you said was bad, right? And I agree, except that I have this fetish, but it's just for one commodity in particular. And I wonder if you could tell me about that.
No. That's it. I've lost him, I'm afraid.
Oh, damn.
Why'd you have to hound him with your stupid questions?
They weren't stupid questions.
The point is, I think, that even Karl Marx has seen the error of his ways and endorsed the truth of economology.
Mm-hmm.
Hidden hand, guide us through the realm of transcendent...
Is she all right? My God, I recognize that voice.
Oh, come on.
Polito!
It's Pepito! Ah, mi querido Perito, como estas? Hay huesos en el cielo!
Harley! Paul!
My God, it's Mackenzie King!
No, it's not, it's Dad! Dad! Is that you?
Paul, for God's sake, don't ever sell the house!
Dad, listen, the old Hillman in the garage. Where did you leave the keys?
Mr. Moth?
Who's this?
R. Bennett Manning.
In the spirit world?
No, I'm right here. Sorry about that, Paul. Could I speak to you in private?
Well, sure.
Can I offer you a drink?
I don't drink.
Herbal tea?
I should have figured. Sure, please.
You know, I'm surprised you've accepted our invitation and embraced the miracle.
Oh, really?
Well, public broadcasting is full of skeptics and naysayers.
Oh, hey, that's news. I'm in arts and entertainment. We take everything at face value over there.
Mm-hmm. Your tea is getting cold. You gave Kathleen Hanrahan the third degree on your show a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, look, I was just playing devil's advocate there, the dynamics of the interview and all. Kathleen does the book beat on our show, and, Well, you know, with the novel dead, I had to do something. I have the highest respect for all of you here at Miracle 96.
We have enemies at the BCN.
Oh, nah, get out.
2 weeks ago, we found evidence that Jerome Granger was here, disguised and with a hidden microphone.
This is very nice tea.
And that woman, Ariel Flint, she's got a personal vendetta against our movement, and she's given a regular forum on your show.
Now, look, I'm a professional host. I have to deal with all kinds of people. Oh, hey, this is good.
Glad you like it.
Good herb. Please, sir, can I have a little more?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, if I didn't know any better, I'd swear this was Barbitol Buzz.
Oh, no.
Quelude. A hint of Dilaudid Violets. You've slipped me a Mickey, you bastard! You bastard!
Just. Christ, there was enough narcotic in that tea to take out a bull moose.
He must have some kind of tolerance. Flip him over. Get his wallet.
Look at this. A pitcher of Barbary meal.
That's promising. What plastic is he carrying?
Geez, all he's got is a Canadian Tire card.
Here, I'll do a quick data mine on it.
No, that can't be true. No other accounts?
He does work in public broadcasting.
I'm not convinced he'll be any use to us as a spokesperson.
That's another thing. Armand Boudreau floated the idea of him being Mr. Cabot 500.
Boudreau, that idiot. You notice they always give the tourism portfolio to a boob?
Speaking of which, Moth made a pass at a woman during the seance.
No restraint. I wonder now, do you think he...
Hidden Mike?
Yeah. Mm. You want to look or should I?
God.
That is too horrible.
Can we have a medic to R. Bennett's suite? What? Interpol are downstairs.
They're after Salinas.
No, Frank Moore's.
Call the roof. I'm out of here.
Don't probe me. No, please don't probe me.
My guy, stand back. This man is in cardiac arrest.
All done again.
Paul, it's me, Jerome Granger, wearing the wire. Cool it.
Dispense with the body.
Oh, Jerome, I need to live.
Come on. Move, you lump. Come on. Try. Paul. Come on. You've got to get out of here.
In other words, sing it.
R. Bennett Manning made a clean break. Interpol just missed his helicopter on the roof of the Hotel Palmer Hotel. Shelley Ricardo, his partner and accomplice in the miracle of economology, was arrested, released on bail, and has since disappeared. Armand Boudreau resigned from his seat, ran successfully for re-election in his home district of Big Island Bird Cove, and has since been reappointed to his senior cabinet position as tourism minister. F. Duff Moores claims he was set up by the media. Economology is on the run. R. Bennett Manning and Shelley Ricardo are still at large, fugitives from both justice and incensed shareholders in the miracle. I'm still clean. My inadvertent contact high is not an official fall from grace. My record remains unsullied. I still attend meetings. The Great Eastern comes to you every week live from our St. John's studios. The on-site engineer is Hollis Duffett, and the director of radio is Ish Lundrigan. You can write us with your comments, questions, and answers
care of the BCN, 342 Duckworth Street, St. John's, Newfoundland, A1C1H5. You can deliver the mail yourself to our internet email address, greateastern@stjohns.cbc.ca. Check our website. It changes regularly. Click on CBC Radio's homepage and find us under the arts section. My name is Paul Moth. Join me again next Saturday for the Great Eastern, Newfoundland's cultural magazine.